Mit Beis und mit Aleph. But just to review, we had had on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph and Mit Beis three halachas. There are ksharim that if one makes them on Shabbos, he is chayev achatos. That's a kesher d'eraisa. And that is a kesher shel kayomo. According to Rashi, a kesher shel kayomo means that the kesher was made with an intent to remain. He has no intentions of opening up the kesher. That is considered a kesher shel kayome. If a person makes such a kesher, he's chayev al tzbaleches kosher. If he is matir such a kesher, so he's chayev al tzmatir. Then that is the first Mishnah. Eilu ksharim shechayovim aleihem. The second Mishnah speaks about two other types of ksharim. Yesh lecha ksharim she'ein chayovin aleihem. There are ksharim that one is not chayev. And the ksharim that the second Mishnah is speaking about is a kesher that is made for a zman mugbol. That means it is made with an intent eventually to open it up. It is not made, it should be shel kayama forever. Rashi said it is made to last a week or 2 weeks. So that is called a kesher she'enai shel kayama, and that is chayiv midarabon. Then, there is potar avolosa. And then there is a third kesher, which is mutar. Let us just see the lashon of the Mishnah Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Kaisheres isha mafteyach chaluke v'chutei sivcha v'shal piskaya retzuis manol v'sandol. So Rashi says, mafteyach chaluke kemoi sheyesh legalochem. The galochem had such a type of a beged, such a type of a shirt. Ke'ein l'shaynois l'kan u'l'kan. There are laces on each side of the choluk. V'koishrin shel yemin b'kesef simoil. So you used to tie the right side of the choluk on the left shoulder. They used to make a kesher. V'shel simoil b'kesef yemin. And the left side used to be tied on the right shoulder. I mean, one was underneath the other. Not the way our shirts are. Our chalukim is that one is, one buttons together with the other. Now each one had a different oif and had to be mekasheret. So Rashi says, the kidin, the chol yoime shorile, since the derech is when one puts on the choluk, miftechei choluke, so each day one unties the ksharim, Leidomi midi lekesher shel kayoma. So there's no similarity at all to a kesher shel kayoma. Umuta lechatchila. And this is muta. So a kesher that is also lahatir biyomai is muta lechatchila. Let us just see what the taisha of shel piskaya is. Ezer rochov. This is a wide belt. And they used to tie this wide belt. You couldn't tie it with the etzem belt because it was too thick to tie. So there were chutim that extended from the belt, and they used to be kosher with these chutim. Now these chutim, it was also to be matir biyoymoi. When he went to sleep, he took off the belt. So memele, so this is a kesher that's osi lahatel biyoymai, so this kesher is mutal lechatchila. Now let us go to the Gemara on Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Let us just start a line, the third shure, which that's the flow of the Mishnah. V'yeshem mutarim lechatchila. There is a kesher that is mutal lechatchila to make and to be matir. That is the first mashal of a kesher that is osi lahatil biyoyim. Miftechei chaluke, so the Gemara asks, pshite, it is pashit. The Sfas Emes does not understand exactly what the Pshita is. That means like this. If the Mishnah would have said before that a kesher that's also ilahatir biyoymoy is muta lechatchila, and then it would tell me kesher is isha miftach haluke, so then we could ask a kasha. You just told me a kesher that's also ilahatir biyoymoy is muta lechatchila, so this is a kesher that is also ilahatir biyoymoy. What are you being moisif in this proteistic case? But Lemaise, the Mishnah never said this cloud that Akesha ha'osi lahatu biyoyma is mutal lechatchila. It was said through this halacha. This halacha, kaysheres isha mifteyach haluke, tells me that Akesha that is osi lahatu biyoyma is mutal lechatchila to make. So it's difficult to understand what is the kasha pshita. That's what the Sfas Emes says. Al kopon, the Gemara asks, it's pshita. Leitzriche de islei trei dashi. Mau de teime chode minayu bitule mevatel. Kamash melon, that it is mutter. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, tarti dashi, shtei psochem. There are two psochem, hainu oisam lishoinois, the laces that come out of the cholik from each side. Vahavin zule mailo, vizule mato. That means one chelik of the choluk is mekusher lemato, and the other is lemailo. The way you have like a jacket, the one side goes over the other side. Zule yamin, vizule smoil. Vim eino materes eloho echot. So now, the Gemara is telling us a chiddush. That it is possible, you have to understand, these are not clips, these are knots. And it's pretty frustrating if you have a knot on your left shoulder, on your right shoulder, to untie the knot. We're talking about a geherige knot. You made it now, we're not speaking about a bow. We're speaking about a knot, and you have to open up the knot. Now, it's frustrating to open up the knot, especially if you have something better to do. So al koponim, so there was a steger that other people did not open up both knots. Vim eino materes eloha echad yechayla lepoishto leloiv shabedoichik. If you'll open up one knot, it is possible to put on the beged without opening up the second knot. So we have over here two knots. One knot, you have to open up. You can't take off the choluk without opening it up. The second knot, you can get away without opening it up. So memele, so what is the chiddush? Mahu deteime chod mitnayu betuli mevatalo. So I would think one of them is mevatal. That means, we just said before, in Hilchis Ksharim, a kesha that is oimed to last a week, that's also midarabonon. A kesha that is also to open up each night, that's muta legabri. So memele, if we will now be done this choluk, there are two ksharim. One kesha is also to be opened each night. That's for sure. She can't take off the beged without opening up one kesha. The other kesha is debatable. The other kesha might very well remain there the whole week without being opened up. Is mahu detaimechod minayu betulei mevatalo. One of the ksharim remains. The tehevi kesha shel kayom. So they should have a din of a kesha shel kayom. Vekivin deloyodi hai minayu. And since I do not know. And it seems this was shchiach. This was shchiach taka that they did not open up both knots. They only opened up one knot and they took off the chaluk with one side open. Is v'kivin d'loyodi hai minayu. And since I do not know which one. Now she's tying both knots. She's tying it Shabbos. She's tying it Shabbos. Now what is going to be Moitzoi Shabbos? Which knot will be untied and which knot will remain? Meisach nisht. V'kivin d'loyodi hai minayu, since I don't know which one will remain, tavayu litzeris, I would think that both of them are also. is kamash melon, that they are mutter, that both of them are mutter. First of all, we have to understand, if we, the tzad lesser, what kind of a knot are we speaking about? I would think that a heavy kesher shel kayoma. What does that mean? Does it mean a kesher shel kayoma, a derais in the kesher shel kayoma, or a derabon in the kesher shel kayoma? So the Chiddush Yaran says, klo, that is zikha, the one side did not remain there forever. Shenisha l'choydish, v'ave kayoma derabon. So the whole havamine, that it should be yosar, is only a shaila of adarabon. So now we are making two knots. In one of these two knots is osami darabono, and one of these two knots is mutter. So I would think both should be yosar. That's what Rashi says. I would think both should be yosar, because we're playing Russian roulette. I mean, one of them is zichar and osar dikir. I do not know now which one is the osadika, which one will remain. L'chayre, perhaps we could ask, if we're only speaking about a kesher derabonon, so why don't you say sofik derabonon lekule? I mean, on each one, l'chayre, we should say sofik derabonon, the first knot, will this remain or won't remain? Basically, it's sofik derabonon lekule. The second one, also sofik derabonon lekule. Perhaps a pastor to say Sovik Darabona Lakula, since I know Bevadai that one is Zichir Osa. I mean, the pastor not Sovik Darabona Lakula. Sovik Darabona Lakula is only when I can assume I'm not doing an Aveiras. I say Sovik Darabona Lakula. But if I'm Zichir doing an Aveiras, a pastor not Sovik Darabona Lakula. So there'd be a Havamine. That both should be Osa. Because I don't have a head of Sovik Darabona, because one is Zichir Osa, and I don't know which is the one. Perhaps we can say this is as the din of Ikva Yisure, that one is Zichir Osir, and I don't know which one, so therefore by Ikva Yisure, the Shach says that you don't say Sofik Darabonu Lekula Bechlal. So Al Koponim, the Havamine, we can understand the Havamine. Since one is Zichir Osir, and I don't know which is the Osir Dike one, so Memeila did be a Svara to say that both are Osir. So what is the Kamash Malon? So the Kamash Malon, they're both Amutah. What's that Kipshat in the Kamash Malon? So the Chiddush Yaran says the Kamash Malon is the Pa'omim Mater Zu U Pa'omim Mater Zu. So what is the Kamash Malon? The Kamash Malon is that a Kesher Shel Kayoma, I feel a Kayoma the Rabbonon is only if I know that this will remain. So that gives it a Torah's Kesher. But if Bishas I make it, I don't know if this kesher will remain. So tos nevadin shel kayoma. Kayoma is only if it's vadois that this was made with an intent to remain. If it is dependent on chance, so that means bishas asiyas a kesher. It was not muchach that this will remain. It was not muchach that this was remain. So each one is bevadai not a kesher shel kayoma. I'd like to mention Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's mamish later on the Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says later we're going to have, this is a pshat in one of the Rishonim, the Ri, the Chiddush Yaran, the Mordechai. Later we will have a Gemara that says that if Talmidei Chachomim, when they used to tie their shoes, they tied it for 7 days. They didn't take off the shoes in the middle of the week. So they used to sit and learn. So Memele, when a Talmud Chochem tied his shoes Shabbos, he put it, so that means, somebody changed his stockings, look off at Shabbos. So, the shoes were tied till next Erev Shabbos. So it was a 7 day affair. So Memele, so this is called a Kesher Shel Kayoma. So tying the shoes by a Talmud Chochem is a Kesher Shel Kayoma because it's going to be there for 7 days. Zokte Shulchan Aruch Rav. That is Davke. Let me tell you the Loshon. Talmidei Chachomim Shelomdim Baleilos Ve'einam Chayutzim Min Aleihem they don't take off their shoes. Asurim lekashrom b'shabes shaches. If he doesn't have an intention to untie his shoes, Meitzoy Shabbos, he has an intention, he's going to learn the whole week. He doesn't have time to take off his shoes. So that is a kesher shel kayom midarabono. That's a kesher for Asman Mugbul. So Memele, it is also to tie his shoes Shabbos. Avo, im ein bedaitom plum. But when he tied his shoes, he didn't think that he's not going to take off his shoes the whole week. Ella kishram stop. He didn't think about anything. He's tying his shoes. What's going to be this week? Is it going to be up the whole night, the whole week? Is he going to take off? Av she'acher kach einon matiron oison belayla ad la'acher ezizman. Lemaise, he didn't take them off. When he tied his shoes, he had kishram stop. He didn't think anything in particular. Einam nikroim b'shvil kach kesher shel kayoma. This is not considered a kesher shel kayoma. Hoyel u'b'shas hakshire loy hoyo hadovol vaday shelo yetiro oison b'layla b'leil meitzoy Shabbos. Since b'shas kshire, it wasn't vadois that he's not going to take it off, so it's not called a kesher shel kayoma. Sharei lefa'omim, gam ha'tamid e'chachomim chertzi min aleihem b'layla terem yishkov. Sometimes the Talmud Chacham does take off his shoes. So the Lashon HaRav is meiridik. That means if you'd go and take a census, we find out, lemaise, what's going to be? Will he take off his shoes? Won't he take off his shoes? As we say, most probably, he won't take off his shoes. But that doesn't make it a kesher shel kayomim. In order to be a keshish, but since there's a pa'omim, that he will take off his shoes, that is not considered keshish al kiyama. So this kesher was not made lehiskayim. In order to have a din kesher come, has to be made lehiskayim. This was not made lehiskayim. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Rav says. And that is pshat na gemara. So our gemara is, that is true. One of the sides of the cholik will remain taket. But this is not Russian roulette, because pshat is, since each one is tolei b'mikre, b'shas li'asiyas ha'kesher, we have no hechech which one will remain and which one will be untied, so we don't have even one kesher shel kayoma. Because that is the chayr of the kamash malam. That's what the Chiddush Yaran says, the po'am imat azu, so therefore, none of them ever did have a kesher shel kayom. Zakti Gemara Vaita. V'chutei sivcho. Now, the sivcho was a type of a headdress, and it also came with laces, and she used to tie it around her head. And when she got dressed in the morning, she covered her head with it, her hair with it, and at night she untied it. Zakti Gemara. So this is a kesher that's osi lahata b'yoymai. So the Gemara answers, lo tzriche de reviche lo. This was not made too tight. So this headdress, you could slip on and slip off. Is ma'u detayme mishlev sholfa lo. So fakert. So this will be made, it's made in such an oifen that you don't have to tie it and untie it. You just slip it on and off. Kamash malon, the isha chosa al saigo mishri shav yilom. That means it's not considered oimid to remain that way because the isha is chosa al saigo. And therefore, she will untie it. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, pshite, the kol yoime shav yilom. Every day she opens up the kesha. The revicha. Loidach kosoi beroisha, it's not tight around her head. Elokaish kosoi bereva, it was tied lechatchile that it should be loose. She choyla lochelzo meroisha, shikshure can be taken off while it's still tied. Mal detayme mishlav sholfalo meroisha, so she'll take it off in such a knife. Vahave lo kesher shel kayoma, so they should have it in a kesher shel kayoma. Skamash melon, chaisal, sairo. Shema toitzi bedoichik betinotek sara. And somehow she doesn't use this oifen of taking off the sivche because she's afraid she might tear out some hairs. The Meiri says, not tear out hairs, meratzetze sariseho belevisho pshite. She'll mess up her hairdo. She'll just plop it on her head and take it off. So memele, so she'll meratzetze sariseho belevisho behevsheita. So therefore, she's more careful and she ties it and unties it. So it's very unclear, I mean, what, the Mishnah is telling us that Yesod, L'chayre, that it is not oimid all the time to remain untied. Because there's, it's very modern what the Shakla Vitaria is. Is the Shakla Vitaria, is there a Shakla Vitaria without knowing Bepoil what women do? I mean, now the time of Mishlav Sholfala, Kamashmalon, the Isha Chosa al Sairo, Mishcha Shoyola. This Kamashmalon came out through a census? Or, that Lemaisa Roib women do? So that's Guva the Chiddush of the Mishnah. It's a Svaris, Kenarzoganahin and Aher. But when you're handling with a lady, so Bemele, then Svaris doesn't work. There are other factors involved. It's very unclear here what the Shakla Vitaria is. If the maskone came about through a census, or the maskone is filled without a census. I mean, it's a pasnish kind of census. Each woman is bazunda, but it's a pasnitz zognet shel kayome, because there's zicher zmanim when she'll be matter the kesha. When some of her hairs got caught, or a different cheshbon, like the Miri says. But let's finish Rashi. Ude piskayo nami ikilishnu yikiyai gavne. What is the chiddush of the belt? Also, she unties it. Mal de teime morsalei derech raglo v'yoitza. She could, if you have a loose belt, so instead of going through the frustrations of untying the knot, he can schlep it down and schlep it up. Kamash malon de lo yov de hochi mishum tzniyusa. That even though perhaps it's less frustrating, but it's not dalke yatzniyus to do that, so therefore, she ties it and unties it. Ritzuis manol v'sandal. We heard in the Mishnah that the ritzuis manol v'sandal are also a kesher that it is mutter to make on Shabbos, because it's also lahatir b'yoyma. Itma. We learned hiter ritzuis manol v'sandal. What happens if a person untied the knot that was made of a ritzuis manol v'sandal? Toni chode chayiv chatos. One baraisa says shechayiv achat. V'tanya idach, potter avolosa. A second baraisa says that it's also midarabonon. It's a kesher midarabonon, so it's a matel midarabonon. V'tanya idach, mutter lechatchila. And the third baraisa says that it is mutter lechatchila to untie. So we have a three-way machloikis. Kashe manol amanol, kashe sandol asandol. So the Gemara says, manol amanol loikashe. Hodiktoni chayiv chatos. That what we said if a person untied the knot of a manol with the ushkefi. That is speaking about, ushkefi is a person who works with leather. He's a shoemaker. So the knot that the shoemaker makes to attach the ritzua to the shoe, this knot is a kesher shel kayoma. This knot will always remain in the shoe. So memeles, if a person is matter, this knot is chayiv chatos. This is a kesher shel kayoma. Potter avoloso, that baraisa that said that it's potter avoloso, bidarabono. That is speaking about Talmidei Chachamim. And this is what with the Baal, let us say, we had mentioned before, the Rishit and the Chedush Eran. The darabonon, the shteger is, when they tie their shoes, they don't untie them. They don't take them off the whole week. So memele, so bidarabonon, it's when he ties his shoe, it's shel kayom, it's aimed to last a week. That's according to the Ri and the Chedush Eran's pshat. Muta lechatchile b'nei mechuze. The b'nei mechuze, they went and they tied their shoes and untied them the same day. So mamela, that's osui lahata b'yoymoi. So therefore, this is muta. Let us see Rashi. B'do ushkifi, b'kasher sheho ushkif oise, the kasher that the shoemaker makes, shetoichev haritzua b'manol, when he sticks in the ritzua in the shoe, koisher kasher mitoichoi sheloitu chalotzeis. So he makes there a kasher that should not fall out, buhu kayem lo ilom. So that's chayiv chatos. And b'darabonon, before we see the lashon of Rashi, let me tell you the lashon of the Ritve, which brings down Rashi's pshat. But after mir, the lashon of the Ritve is not as problematic as the lashon of Rashi. The Ritve says as follows: Talmidei Chachomim ein koishrin ritzuos manel kesher muhudik. A Talmud Chacham, when he ties his shoe, he does not make it tight. Ela kesher marver. He makes it loose. Why? Why does he make it loose? Kedei sheyuchlu lachleitz oisoi b'loi hetel kishu. There's a cheshbon with it. Look how much time, if the goyim said the vidui of the goyim, bitalti regoyim in atoire. That was the vidui b'shas teptire. So the goyim had a cheshbon of regoyim that he was mevatel. So shtel zich for, yeva talmud chacham, he has to make a tight knot, and he has to go now and untie the dust. So in order to take off the shoe, he has to untie the knot. It's a gevalt. Who can afford so much time? So lachatchile, they make the shoe, when they tie the shoe, it's loose. So it's like a loafer. You put it on, you take it off. It's a schlumpedik when you walk. It's better to be schlumpedik than to, it's better to save time, even though the price is being schlumpedik. Yeah. Kedei sheyuchlu lachleitz oisoi b'loi heter kisha. So memeila lachatchile, when they make the knot on their shoes, they make a loose shoe, so the knot is going to remain. It's going to remain, this knot. Fakel, that's gewaldig. This is how it's going to remain. Elo ki lefomim kshehoilchim betitoi b'cheiloch yoytzei boi. But what happens if you go into mud? If you go into mud, you're not blotte. What's the blotte? The blotte is that the shoe might fall off. So Memela says he's going to lose the shoe. So dus tak d'cheishmet. So if he knows that it's muddy outside, so then he goes and takes out the time, he unties the shoe, and he makes it tight, in order to ensure that when he'll go through the blotte, he'll come out with the shoe. So kshehilchem betitai b'chol l'chiyotze boi matira noisai v'koishra noisai kesha b'hudek. Nimtza shekesher ze osui liyomim achodim. So this is a kesher derabon. That means it is made to for as man mugvul that it will not be untied. Kol zman megegnish tarein in ablote, he's going to leave, he's going to walk with a loose shoe. But it's not like this. It would be a kesher shel kayom. It's oimid loyim to be like that. It's gevaldik. No, but when the gate are in a blotter, you have to go and tighten it. So it's called, it's a kesher that is not lik kiyum loyim. It's mugbul. Even though the Meiri says, we have to understand that the tit is b'moisak shomim. It means the whole yemoisak ham, it's baruch Hashem. You don't have to waste time untying your shoes. But it's also called mugbul. He doesn't want it forever. That means when this kesher is made, it was made with an intent that there will be instances that I will untie it in order to ensure that I'm left with a shoe. That is how the Ritva brings down this pshat. It's a very gishmake pshat. Now let us see the lashon of Rashi. Bidarabono, kshekoishrim soviv, reglayim, when they tie the manol around their feet, and koishrim bedoichik. This is the Ritva's pshat. They do not tie it bedoichik. Shepa'omim shecheltzayk shu kosher, v'noya loik shu kosher, that he takes it off when it's still tied, and puts it on when it's still tied. Umiyu kesher shel kayoma loy habe. This is not considered a kesher shel kayoma. Shebishas hatit matirin oisoi. When you go to a muddy place, he has to be matirin. Then you tie the shoe tightly. It shouldn't get stuck in the mud. So Lachayre Rashi says, Mamish what the Ritva says. Ritva brings B'Shem Rashi. But there's one word in Rashi which Lida I don't understand at all. Rashi says, the Ritva says, when they made the knot, so they make in kosher to isman or kasher mahudik ela kasher marva kidei sheyuchlu lachloitz oisay b'lei hefta kisha. Lechatchila they make the knot, they should be able to take off the shoe without opening up the knot. No, sometimes they have to open it up when they come to tit. Rashi says, en kosherin bedoichik. Shepa'amim shechel tzaykshu kosher v'noya laykshu kosher. So this pa'amim is very unclear. Rashi says they don't make it tight because sometimes they won't untie it. So vice says from Rashi, but sometimes they will untie it. That means this whole inyan of leaving it tied is also pa'amim. So first of all, I don't understand. Rashi later says, Rashi says the reason you untie it because of tit. Here Rashi by says, sometimes he takes it off, Rashi by says, the Talmud Chacham Gufe also has whims and ways. Sometimes he slips it off and sometimes he unties it. So if it's only a pa'amim, so chistamazay be mutter legamri. It shouldn't be Yosemite the Rabbonon, because that's not called Shel Kayome, the way we learned before by Tarti Dashi, like we mentioned the Chedushia, the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Something that is not Oimit to be Shel Kayome is not called Kayome in Gamsen. So the word Po'omim is very schwer. The Rit Vitaka doesn't say the word Po'omim. The Motrei brings down also, the Motrei says a little differently, U'pa'omim nimlochim u'manichim kach lo'ilom. But also he mentions pa'omim. They'll leave it like this always. Except when they go betit. But Rashi's pa'omim is goshver. So I really don't understand this Rashi. And the other Rishonim learned, the other Rishonim we mentioned before, the Shita Sori and the Chedushei Aran, they learned that, because of Talmud Chochem, that's the gather of a Talmud Chochem. And so the Rit, when he brings down the Ri, that's what the Ri was Moisif and Rashi. Rashi learned Pshat, why don't they untie it? Because it's a loose knot, so they're able to slip it on and off. The Ri says, no, Talmud Chochem make also a tight knot. Vafal Pikein, it's called Shal Kayome, because they don't take off their shoes, period. Not that they slip it off, they don't take off the shoes. But the Mnei Mechuze, Shehem Rachlei Levov Umakpidim Alevusheyem V'Naleyem Liyos Mechuvonim V'Koishren Oysoi B'Doichik V'Tzorich Latiroi Arvis. It's very interesting. These are the Mnei Mechuze Rachvei Levov. That means what says, you're not Shlumpadik. You have to understand, you walk with loose shoes, It's very schlumpadik. Are you going? Your shoes are shuffling. I think the Meiri says anshei shachatz. That means a person who wants to be dressed up as azoit. That's the bnei mechuze. The tzorich latira yaris. The Sfas Emes says it's a very interesting kasha. So it comes out, who is permitted to tie a shoe on Shabbos? Bnei mechuze. I mean, that's the Bnei Mechuzer Rach Veleva, but someone who, especially the Rashi says, someone who doesn't, who is not so makpid on his looks, is, he makes a loose knot, so he's not allowed to tie his shoes on Shabbos. So the Sfas Emes asks, the Mishnah says, Ritzuis Manul V'Sandal, these are Kosher and B'Shabbos, you're allowed to be Kosher and B'Shabbos. So L'chayret comes out that the whole Mishnah is speaking about the Bnei Mechuze. It's very modern that the Mishnah should be speaking about the Bnei Mechuze. Bnei Mechuze, they make tight knots. So they have to untie it each time. The other people, not the Bnei Mechuze, so the Mishnah is only speaking about the Bnei Mechuze. So Sfas Emes is mitzadah to say we're speaking about ladies. Kosheres Isha. a lady is like B'nai Mechuza. Her looks means a lot to her. So she's zicha ties her shoes tight. By men, it's totally in the B'nai Mechuza. But women, it's they all tie their shoes tight. So Memela, so they always untie it each night. B'tzorich latiroi arvitz. When Chananel says a psanada pshat, the B'nai Mechuza were businessmen. They had to run to make the bus. So you can't run to make the bus with loose shoes. Tamidei Chachamim, them Gelasin mentioned. So Memela, Gelasin, you could walk in with the loose shoes also. That's the difference between the name Mechuzah and Tamidei Chachamim. Zok the Gemara weiter. So someone asked me, you have to run to shul. Have you got to the Beis HaMedrash? So Tamidei Chachamim also run. So, the Beis HaMedrash is not the same. Me nicht weh. Zok the Gemara weiter. Now that's by Manu. That's by the battle of Manu Loikashe. Now what's with Sandal? Sandal a Sandal Loikashe. Ho diktoni chayiv chatos b'detayi dekotri yushkifi. Pot aravoloso b'dechumrese dekotri yinu. Mutu lachatchila b'sandal denovki bei beitre. Let us see Rashi. So we have here the same aloche by sandalim. One is chayiv, one is osen, and one is mutu. So let's see what Rashi says. B'detayi dekotri yushkifi b'sandalim shal yishmeilim soichrim. Sh'ushkifim koishrim behem aretzuis b'kesher kavua. So their shoes, salkaponim, the kesher and their shoes is tied by a shoemaker, and that kesher remains. So that kesher is a chiyuv chatos if you untie it. The chumras of the kotriin, the chumras is a kesher. Eilu sandalin shershal anoshim, she'ein retzuis kavuis behem al yedei umin. The retzuis are not kavu al yedei umin. Elahein matzman kreishim oisim b'chumras of alme. They tie it, and it is not the kreishrin umatirim upon mishim iskaim Shabbos haychodesh. The kesher that is made by, not by the seichim, this is made by each person bazunda, he makes the kesher, and this kesher can last a week or a month. So that is potter avoloso. The nofki beitrei, the ktsorich kolechad vechalik sheir lefi ragloi, ikach b'chol yoim koishchayu matira. The case that is muta legamri is if you share a sandal, a pair of sandalim with two people. Two people share one sandal. So there, in order to fit two types of feet, you have to, each time you take it off and the other one uses it, you have to untie the kesher and make a new kesher. It should fit to the different sizes. So memela, a sandal that two people share, so that's oimed lahater b'yoimoy, so memela, that is muta lachatchila. That's what the Gemara says. Muta lachatchila b'sandal denofki bei beitrei, a sandal that is shared by two people. The Gemara brings such a maise, ki the Rav Yehuda. The Rav Yehuda, achue, the Rav Salo chaside, havle yahu zuge de sandali. He had a pair of sandalim. Zimnen de nofik bei ihu, zimnen nofik bei yenuke. Sometimes he wore them, and sometimes his son wore them. Also le kame dabaye, so he came to Abaye on Shabbos. Omalei, ki agavne mai. Am I allowed to make a knot or untie the knot on Shabbos? So he answered him, Omalei chayiv chatos. He told him, you make a knot on Shabbos, you chayiv chatos. Omalei hashte potar avol osar kokoshali chayiv chatos kamratli. So others say pshat, the Loshna Gemara is, Potter Avol Osa, the Rashba says, if you would tell me that it's Osa Midarabonon, I also wouldn't understand the Psak. You tell me it's Chayiv Chatitz? My time, yes, why is it difficult for you to understand that it should be Osa Midarabonon? Omalei Shem Debochel Nami Zimnen Dafikne Beyano, Zimnen nofik beyinuke, because this sandal we share. Sometimes I wear it, sometimes my son wears it. Oh, that's the case. So then you're allowed to make the kesher lechatchila in Shabbos, because it's also lahatel b'yoyim. Let us see Rashi. The Navki Beitrei, the circle echad v'echad, likshir, lefi raglo, yikach v'chol yoyim, kaishcha umatiroi. So this is a kesher, it's also lahatel b'yoyim. Ki agavne shani matiroi achshot, the noyel bni v'shabes oisi, this is mutter. Hash the potter abalosa v'kashli amayosa, my time v'kashaloch. Amalei v'shem d'bachol nami, ani matiroi b'chol yoyim, v'koish reetinik lefi raglo, ihochi mutter lechatchil. U'mikor esobar d'roi rogil lemevat ochi, he held that that is not the shteiger, Vikitre de Ushkifi Havi, Sherogolia is Kavua. It was the type of a kesher that the Ushkifi make, that is Rogolia is Kavua. So he did not know, the way the kesher was made, it seems it was made to remain there. So therefore he told him, so therefore he also Schayev Chata, so he told them, even though we have a Kitre de Ushkifi, even though it's the oifen a kesher is rogeli is kavua, but since we lemaisa are kosher and matrit keseida, so it's mutal lechatchil. Zok the Gemara weiter. Rabbi Yirmiya ave ka'ozel basrei de Rav Aboi be Karmelis. Rabbi Yirmiya was walking behind Rav Aboi in the Karmelis. Ifsiklei ritzue de sandalei. Now, so the pashtus is the ritzua of his sandal tour. We will see, so there's a shayla of muktzin val. So now the sandal is unusable. Amalei my nevidlo, what should we do? What could I do? Amalei shkel gemilach, he should take a gemilach, the chazi lamachul behime, ukroi chilave, so wrap it around the sandal, and you'll be able to wear the sandal. Abaye have koi kame de Rav Yosef. This was an achotza. Ifsik lei ritzua. His ritzua also tore. Amalei my yevid lei. What should I do? Amalei shofke. Leave it in the chotza. Don't touch it. It's mukze. So yes, the maishna mit Rav Yirmiya, there was a maishna with Rav Yirmiya. Rav Yirmiya also was in the same predicament. And there they told him, Rav Abo told him that you take gemilach and fartik, it's mutter. So he answered him, hasam loy minter, hachem minter. He was an akalmalis. Akalmalis is a mokim shayne mishuma. If he'd leave it there, he would never find it again. Here's a chotzer, it's a mokim mishuma, so therefore you can leave it here. It's a very shveri gemara, but let's first see Rashi. Ifsik ritzua de sandalei, v'nofal ha-sandal miraglo, sheidei ritzua hu oimet. The whole oifen that the sandal is remains attached to his foot is because of the ritzua. Sha-sandal Posuach me'al gabov, the sandal is open from the top. Utstodov shall eitze shall oir sholok v'koshe. The sides of the sandal, I mean the sides of the foot are mugam, but the top is completely open. V'koshe. V'retzuois nikshoris al gav haregel u'mamideis oisa. So if the retzua tears, it becomes unwearable. Shkel gemi lach techozi lamachol behema deroi letiltul. There's a different problem over here. This gemi would also be mukze. So he said, no, it's gemi lach. That's it's roi lamachol behema, so it's not mukze. V'kroich b'mokem eretzua v'noy loy ad shetikon. She can wear the shoe. Can wear the shoe. Abaya v'koi kamei derav Yosef b'chotzer shofkei. He told them, leave it there. The light itlenu biyot cholatzni. Don't pick it up and carry it. Even though it's a chotzer, there's no shayla of carrying, but there's a shayla of mukze. ומיישנו מדרביר מידשורי לרבבו לנוי אלוי רבבו was matter for him to wear it all yidei gemi. Hosom bekamulis kegoyim bebike lehave minta. So the shoe was not shomu. And here the shoe is shomu. So the Rishonim ask here a moira dike kashe. This is a very shveri gemara. And number one, so we're speaking about mukta. It seems it's a mukta dike shayla. He told him, it wasn't a chot, so he wanted to carry it. He told him not allowed to carry it because it's mukta. So yes, the mo is the maizel with Rabbi Yirmiyeh. Rabbi Yirmiyeh, if he wouldn't carry it, he'd lose his shoe. No, so because of the loss of a shoe, you're allowed to be in Yimata total mukta. I mean, we're not matal mukta. I mean, klisha malachta le issa, that is mukta. So let's say, gufa mekayim is muta, shalo yigonev, it's not muta. If you won't take it into the house, the ganov is going to take it, it's gonish. There's no heter, the mokim hefsid of the keli, of tilta mukta. So what's the teretz of here, minta? That's problem number one. Problem number two is that we have a klal, that if a keli breaks, it had a keli, it was a keli before Shabbos, and it broke, so the din is, if the shvorim have any shimush whatsoever, so they're not mukta. That means the same keli, even though the shimush horishain becomes bottle, but if it has any shimush whatsoever, kol ha-keli manitlam b'shabbos, shivrei play some sort of a shimush, so the halacha is that it's not mukta. You could use it for a paperweight. You could use it to be mechasa amone, to mechasa keli. So what's tamaze the problem? The Rajba brings down from the Raivit that this is a very unique case. And he says pshat in the Gemara as follows. He says, this lundis, kol ha-kelem ha-nitlem b'shabes shivreyem nitlem u'bovachi yo'isim me'ein malochet, is speaking about as follows. He had a keli. The keli broke. So Mamela, the previous shimush is past history. He can't use it anymore for that. No, but now it still has a, still can be used for a different type of a shimush. So he said it doesn't lose the shame keli. Because it still has a certain type of a use. But this usage is now the osid of the sheva, that means that's what it's going to remain. The only usage you will use with the sheva, if you don't throw it away, you'll use it as a paperweight, you'll use it to cover a keli, whatever it is. But lemaise, the previous usage is past history, and now it is aimed for this usage, so it has a teres keli for this usage. Here the Raivit says, this mano, so now it's unwearable. So what do you say? But it has a teres keli. You could use it now for a paperweight. He says he has no intentions for using this for a paperweight. Moitzoi Shabbos, he's going to go to the shoemaker and they're going to fix it. So memele, so he says, so this is a unique situation. That means like this. A paperweight, he has no intentions for using it for a paperweight. So it's not a paperweight. So now doesn't have a shame keli now as paperweight, because he won't use it for a paperweight. He intends to use it as a shoe, but now it's not wearable as a shoe. So memela, so now it's not a keli. That is the case of a chotza. Aber, what is, if it's in a kamelis? So memela, so there, in order to ensure that he shouldn't lose the shoe, so he's maskim to use it as a mano with a kriche. That means if there's nothing forcing him to use it now as a shoe, this is a batlonish shoe to be kerech a gemi around it. So memela, so he's makzed date completely from the shoe. That means he has no intentions of wearing it now. So memela, so it's not a shoe. So it doesn't have any teres keli whatsoever. Paperweight, it's also not. But b'mokim d'loy minter, so he realizes that if he won't wear it now, batlonish, he won't have the shoe in Ganson. So there, he's
is not makte date from the shimush of ne'ile through kricha yedei gemi. So memele, in that case, it has a teres kei. That is what the Gemara answered. Exactly what the tilpul mukta is in the case of Rabbi Yirmiyeh, the Meiri says, while he's teirich the gemi, he's metalful the sandal. Rashi will have his eyes given, l'noile ade gemi, the etzim ne'ile, before the Gemara's teret, is also a tilpul mukta. Where, it's not called a tilpul begufa. If he's wearing a shoe that's the derech levishes, and a male that's called a tilpul mukta, if it doesn't have a teirish shoe. Al kolponim. So that is what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, If we don't have this cheshbon of loy minta, we don't have the cheshbon of loy minta, so lemaise the shoe is mukze, because the ritzua is torn, so memela you have to leave it there. It's not a shoe and it's not a paperweight, so you have to leave it there. Frag the Gemara, v'homonehu, the beino afichna lei mi min lismoil. Frag the Gemara, why is it mukze? In the way it is now, it also has a teres keli. You can change it from the right foot to the left foot. Let us see Rashi. V'hamonu v'amai osa l'taltaloi. What is the problem? Why is it mukze? V'adayin teres manalola. Without doing anything. The way it is, it has a teres manu. The ba'ino hafichna miyamin lismail. If he wants, he can take the right shoe and put it on the left foot. What's the mile of that? So Rashi explains as follows. Shahasandal yesh loy shtei tarsiyos. A sandal has two tarsiyos. Vehein shal oir. These tarsiyos are made out of leather. And what are tarsiyos? Mekoim kivios or ritzuis. That's where the ritzuis go through. That's where you lace the sandal. Achas mi bachutz. Now these two tarsiyos, one is on the outside. That means if we're speaking about the right foot, so one is on the outside, facing the avir ha'olam. Va'achas mi bifnim. And the other place to put in the laces is lebein shnei raglayim. That means you have on the right side of the shoe, which is exposed, everyone can see it, and the left side of the shoe, which is not too much exposed, because when a person walks, the 2 feet are together, so people don't see vosutzerdo. Uchshenivzeka pnimi, when the pnimi got torn, royhu lesaknoi. Somehow you could be misakani. Ba'aval gav shetikunai nika, it is nika the tikun, ugnayu, everyone will see, it looks very batlonish. Mil the tzatpnim loy mischazi, but who sees what's happening on the tzatpnim? Shenifsik achitzayne, but what happens if the outside became nifsik? Ain't a hog and shuv lesaknoi, that you can't be misakinit, because he'll walk in the street, will be a source of laughter for everyone. It looks very, very modern. Bahachda abaye chitzayne ifsik. By abaye the chitzayne was ifsik. So if you would be misakinit, how exactly could be misakin? Based on there is an oifen of tikkun that you could be misakin, but it's a gnai. So b'meile it's not oimet to be niska. Because it is not usable now. Now it does not have a teirah shoe, it is not wearable now. You could switch it to the other foot. So now the tzad achitzayin, when it is on the right foot, will be the tzad apnimi when it is on the left foot. The nimtzei achitzayin apnimis. So the maise he can go in. So it has now a teiris keli, a teiris mano, because you can fix this, it seems from Rashi, you can fix this in Shabbos. And this fixing, even though it doesn't look nice, but if people won't see it, So Mameli can wear it like this. Now Agabuche, we see from the Rehitis Loshna Gemara, the Ma'is of Abaya was, it seems, that the Ritzuah Torah. And Rashi in the whole sugya later will be speaking about that the Tarsia is Torah. But somehow it seems there's a similarity between these two, that it's Shayach somehow to be Misakin, but the Tikkun is a Gnai, but if you switch feet, you can avoid the Gnai. So that is the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, V'hamonehu, the way it is now, it has a Teiris Keili, because if there's an oifen of Tikkun now, as long as you'll switch feet. The Be'ina Hafichna Lei Mimin L'Smoil. So why is it Mukze? Amalei, Midekometar, it's Rabbi Yochanan Libe, the Rabbi Yehuda, since Rabbi Yochanan was speaking a Libe, the Rabbi Yehuda, Shmamino Alochik Rabbi Yehuda. That means this Shaila, if through switching feet it will be wearable, does it give it a Teiris Keili? Is a Machloikis the Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim? Rabbi Yehuda holds the switching of the feet does not give it a Teiris Keili. So Memele, even though there's such a possibility, so therefore, and Rabbi Yochanan and Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, so Memele, that's the Teiris of your Kasha. Yes, in your Kasha, there's a Teiris Manu, that's not true. Rabbi Yehuda holds this Eitzah of Hepur does not give it now Basher Hushem a Teiris Manu. What is this Rabbi Yehuda? The Sanya. We learned as follows. Sandal shenifseku shtei oznov o shtei tarsi yoysov. If both of the znayim or the tarsi yoys got nifsak, o shenital kol akav shaloi, or the whole soul fell off, toil. So it loses the teiris keili. So even though it was tomei, it will become toil. Achas meyozno, vay achas mitarsi yoysov. What if one of the tarsi yois became nifsak? Oy shenitol roi vakav shaloi tomei. So the Chachamim hold that it is tomei. Why? Because it still has a teiris keili. Even though basher husham cannot be worn on that foot, but you can put it on the second foot. Rabbi Yehuda imar, it matters. Nifsik o pnimis. If the pnimis became nifsak, so there's an oifen atikun on the same foot, without being visible, tome. Hachitzoine, but what if the chitzoine became nifsak tohoel? Period. So here we have a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. If nifsak hachitzoine, does it remain tome, or doesn't it remain tome? Let us see Rashi. Amale, mit de kommentaris Rabbi Yochanan, le milse de Rabbi Yehuda le kamon o meforish lo, shma mino halochik Rabbi Yehuda de oma, mi she nifse ko hachi tzoyne lav monu. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that it loses the shame keili, the minute the tzoyne became nifsek. Oznov she klapei gav o regul, shayich ze ben kshinoy aloi. Tarsi Yosef, Mokim Kviyas Aritzuis. Hakaf Shula Balaz, the soul Shatachas Parsi Sarega. Toher, so if both of Znayim, or both Tarsiyas, or became Nifsak, so it's Toher, the Sulei Misakne Lei. So a person won't fix it anymore, you throw it away. So it's a Shever Keli. So it becomes Toher Ayidei Shvirit. Vinami misaknele, a fellow who has an intent to put two new tarsiyas, chidishu. So this is upon them chadoshes. So this is vahashtemiye botale. Basher usham, this doesn't have a teiris keili, so therefore it is toil. Tome, but what happened if one of the tarsiyas became nifsak? So then it is tome. Loi pol chatuma meyolo, dakati monu, it is still a keili. Even though the chitzayne was nifsek, the boy mapech leimi yamin l'smoil, he could now change it from the right foot to the left foot. The nimtzei chitzayne nasis pnimis. Yeah, okay. So this is the machloikis. Well, we're not up to Rabbi Yochanan yet. So we have here a machloikis, the chachomim and Rabbi Yehuda. If nifsika achitzaynis, if it's called a sheva keli, that this loses the teiris manu, according to the Chachamim, it does not lose it, because it is still possible to wear if you put it on the other foot, and Rav Yehuda does not hold this for it. That's why, just like we have machloikis linyan tume, if it remains tume or becomes toya, so the same machloikis will be linyan Shabbos, will gabi hilchis mukze. According to the Chachamim, it is not mukze because it is still wearable. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it is mukze. Avuloi leinyan chalitze. But chalitze is different. Vavinam bo, so this member of Rabbi Yochanan that differentiated between chalitze and Shabbos and Tumeh, so wanted to know, who is he speaking according to? Vavinam bo, Rabbi Yochanan alibe dema. Who is Rabbi Yochanan speaking according to? Ileima alibe de rabbonon. If you'll say that he's speaking alibe de rabbonon, and he's saying like this, that what, the legabi chalitza, this is not a good shoe. So the Gemara asked, that's very difficult to understand. Midlinyan tume monahab. Legabi tume, it did not lose the shame of a shoe. Linyan Shabbos nami monahab. Avoloy le chalitza, the lav mono, for chalitza it won't be good. That means, if, let's say, you had a left chalitza from the right foot. So if you had, let's say, a left shoe, that the tarsi achitzoini was taken off, was nifsak, so memela, so you'll say that what, that it's not good for chalitza, the lav mono, this it doesn't have a teiris shoe, was nan, what's wrong? It has a teiris keili, sayle gabi tumes, sayle gabi shabbos. Now what's the whole problem? It's a left shoe, vasnan cholzer shall smell bimin, chalitzos of shade. Hakel, there's no chasorin in a left shoe on the right foot. It's also good to the Ebed. Hakel, others loim shat, a left shoe that's oimet to be worn on the left foot is only be the Ebed good. But over here, this is a left shoe which is now oimet to be worn on the right foot. He won't wear it anymore on the left foot because it's embarrassing on the left foot. So memel chalachatril, it's good. So you can't say that Rabbi Yochanan is speaking according to the Chachamim. Ve'el alibe de Rabbi Yehuda. So what is he speaking according to Rabbi Yehuda? Midalein yetume lav monu. But Rabbi Tume doesn't have a shame manu. Linyin Shabbos nami lav monu. Avol loy lachalitza de monu. But he's thinking Rabbi Chalitza, it is good. That's a pella. Where did we learn such a halacha that you could use a left shoe for a right foot by chalitza? If it has a teiris mono, it has a teiris manel. So memele. So even though this is the wrong side, it's a left shoe for a right foot. But it's good. But ochel lemil say lav mono. How could you say that Rabbi Yochanan is telling us, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it is good for chalitza because cholzer shel yamin b'smail is good? That dafke if the smail is a shoe, this isn't a shoe in ganzen. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda nivsika chitzayne toyer al malav manu. So the Gemara answers loyel amalibid Rabbi Yehuda. He's like going according to Rabbi Yehuda, but he didn't say. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Avoloi Linyan Chalitza, not the Chalitza is different. Eima the Gir says, Vechein Lechalitza. Just like it's no good, Legabi Tume, that means just like it loses the Shem Keli, Legabi Tume. Just like it loses the Shem Keli. Legabi Mukze, that it's, that Rabbi Shabbos is called Mukze, so it loses the Shem Keli, that's not good for Chalitza. In fact, that group is what Rabbi Yochanan is telling us. The chi amrinen cholzer shel smoil b'shel yamin chalitzos v'ksheire heiched lemilsei manu. That is davke if it has a teiris manu for the left foot, so then you can use it for the right foot. Avol hoche lemilsei lav manu. But here, for the left foot, it also doesn't have a Torah shoe. So memele, so it's not good for chalitz also. So that is what the Gemara is saying. So we see, Rabbi Yochanan told us a halacha of chalitza alibed Rabbi Yehuda. So why says Rabbi Yochanan paskins like Rabbi Yehuda? No, Rabbi Yochanan paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, so it seems we don't hold this svara of hepech makes it, gives it a teres manu. So memele, that's the teres, that's therefore Rabbi Yosef told Abaye that he has to leave it in the chotzer, because lemaise basher usham, it does not have a teres manu. Let us see Rashi. Tomei, loipol chatume miolov dakati mono, vafilo nifsika chitzoyne, diboy mapach le mimilis moil, imsis chitzoyne nasis pnimis, we learned this already, this is according to the Chacham. Va'oma ula garsinen, aliva the man, mahani tanoi ome rab yoichan. The mai svirelei le'inyin tume. Svirelei le'inyin til Shabbos. The Maidis Vilelinyin Tumis Vilelinyin Til Shabbos. That's for sure. That what Rabbi Yochanan holds, that Tum and Shabbos are the same. Avelinyin Chalitza Moide Labab Lukte. Who is he speaking about? Ilaim Bala Rabbonon Ashmina Rabbi Yochanan. He's going according to the Rabbonon. Tchihei Chidilinyin Tumis. Mash Vilelinyin Linyin Shabbos Nami Monu. Avel Chalitza Lav Monu. Veini Koshala Chalitza. That Sicha can't be. Bonans nan holze besandel shel smoil biyamin. We learned holze besandel shel smoil biyamin. Shachalitze beregel yamini. Vim noel by sandel smoil. The chalitze has to be in the right foot. Vim noel by sandel smoil. Vacholze kosha. Vim nifzikis chitzoine de sandel shel smoil. Amalai of a kosha lachlik. Hoyo baal me sandel. It is a sandel. Mishim de chosi lafuchim. He could now be used for the right foot. That chalitza is different than tumin Shabbos. The chalitza moide Rabbi Yehuda the monu. Kigoin shenivsek achitzayin shel smoil. That the tzad achitzayin of the smoil became nivsek. Hoy chayli min v'chaylus. Uche this nan shel smoil be min chalitza asok sheire. When do we say chalitza kshera? Echad le nifseku tarsi yoisov. When the tarsi yois were not nifsak. So the lemil say beregel alos le money. For the left foot it's a shoe. So the meiles, even though it was the chalitza was from the right foot, that's good. Abahoch le mil say lav manu. The Rabbi Yehuda linyan tume v'shabes lav manu mashvalei. So how could it be good for chalitza? So the Gemara says, "Amen." No, the girsa is v'chein lechalitza. Can the mefarish v'ozel? Vashmiinan dechi amrinan cholze. That is davke cholze. The smoil you mean is good. That's davke. It's amone. Alibe derabon alemitzin lo'ukmi l'derabi yichne l'meima v'chein lechalitza lashmiinan demonu. That Rabbi Yechon Manser tells that it has a teres mon according to Chum, and then came I also lashmin Rabbi Yechon. Kiven de lemil se monu. It lemais it is a shoe. The hedjit nan lo mas nisen. That what cholso bismoil is kshema. Mishum da afchi lo mifsel. That what he put a left foot, that's not a song. It's not cholso bishel smel be minkli tzosok kshema. We see Rabbi Yochanan was speaking according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why says he paskins according to Rabbi Yehuda? Let us see Tosfos. Eimed amrinan chalitzos ekshere heiched lemil seimonu v'hod loy mukim lo alibe derabonan. Frektach Tosfos. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan is saying a chiddush according to Rabbonan. And what? That it's no good. Avoloi lechalitza. It's not good. Why not? Mishum de lemilsei dahainu bismoil lavmonu. Maybe that's pshat Rabbi Yochanan. Eisus mukze. It's not mukze because it can be worn on the right foot. It's not tome. It can be worn on the right foot. But since lemilsei, for what it's oimid for the left foot, it doesn't have a teres. Mano, so memela, that's why it's not good even for the right foot. And it's not doyma to the Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about a left shoe that could be worn on the left foot. This is a left shoe that cannot be worn on the left foot. Tahainu bismayo lav manu. So why didn't the Gemara say this? So Taisus answers, Hainu taima mishum. The kinyan de manu ledidu leshabbos aletumah. Since, even though it's not wearable anymore on the left foot, but it has a teiris keili legabi shabbos and tumah, because it could be worn on the right foot. Aval gavdele milsei lav mono, even though now it's not wearable anymore on the left foot, kosheru lechalitza. Kevin the shell smile be yamin chalitza osak sheira, because since it was not nifka the shame keili shaboy, so what could be wrong here? Aval rabbi Yehuda dele milsei lav monehu. Ulemidi achini nami lav monehu. That means it's not good for the left foot, and it's not good for any foot. It doesn't have any teres keili. Mistaver de lav manu lechalitza. So that's mistaver, that it's not, doesn't have a teres manu for chalitza.